Welcome once again to Sounds of the Caribbean. If you're in my town, your town, or some of the town, we welcome you on board. Grab your hat, grab your coat, put on your shoes, head to the door. Let's go for the ride.
Rich was just one of those truly South Florida kind of characters. He just had this incredible voice, this, you know, great accent from the Caribbean, amazing music and flavor from all over the region. You know, in a way, it's the kind of show that you would hope to find on the air if you're driving down the highway late at night in South Florida. It was exactly who you wanted to hear.
You know, a lot of us were asleep, but there was another sector of people that was awake. The truck drivers, the guys who do the delivery at wee hours in the morning, because I know a lot of friends who does stuff like that, and they always talk about him. So, you know, for me, I know he was reaching the community that way.
On a personal level, I didn't really know anything about Rich Davis, right? And it's just amazing when I heard of his passing, just basically, wow, you know, like it actually hit me, like, there was a bond there. So it's just kind of a strange thing, you know, because it's not like a celebrity type person. It was just this very honest person that, you know, had, I'm sure, countless influence and friends and was loved by many. And it kind of hit home today, you know.
He was not just playing the role of, oh, you know, I'm a DJ, I'm a broadcaster, I'm just playing music. He was interested. He was genuinely interested in my career, and he would play my songs, and he would make sure that they were heard. He would be like, this is good, you know, look out for her, you know, because he believes in my stuff, and that meant a lot to me. And he would really try to make me feel comfortable that don't give up, it's worth it, just keep going. So that really meant a lot to me, and I'll never forget it.
Sounds of the Caribbean with Rich Davis.
The man inside your radio.